This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Top American and Iranian officials head to Pakistan for peace talks.
If you've got that change of government to that extent, the extra powers that the Revolutionary Guards have got, it doesn't bode very well for a peaceable future for the people of Iran.
Reports that Washington is considering ways to punish NATO members it believes haven't supported the US in the current conflict. That could include trying to expel Spain from the defensive alliance.
The Spanish government's position is clear. Full cooperation with our allies, but always within the framework of international law.
A new film about Michael Jackson prompts controversy for what it doesn't show.
They were originally intending to deal with some of the abuse allegations, but for legal reasons, those scenes could not appear in the final movie.
And police investigate claims a hairdryer was used to manipulate a weather sensor in order to win a bet. First, the news.
BBC News with Chris Berrow. The White House says President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, and son-in-law Jared Kushner will travel to Pakistan on Saturday for more talks on ending the war with Iran. An Iranian delegation led by the Foreign Minister, Abbas Araghchi, has already arrived in Islamabad. However, Iran's Foreign Ministry says no direct talks are planned and that messages will be conveyed through Pakistani mediators. Here's the White House Press Secretary, Caroline Levitt.
We hope progress will be made, and we hope that positive developments will come from this meeting. The Vice President, the Secretary of State, will be waiting here in the United States for updates, and the Vice President, I understand, is on standby and will be willing to dispatch to Pakistan if we feel it's a necessary use of his time.
The latest negotiations follow Mr. Trump's decision to extend the current ceasefire indefinitely at Pakistan's request so that Tehran could come up with what was described as a unified proposal. Our State Department correspondent Tom Bateman has this assessment.
You remember J.D. Vance was in Pakistan earlier in the month after the initial ceasefire had been announced. The Americans didn't get what they want from the Iranians, particularly when it comes to a permanent moratorium on uranium enrichment, or at least a very long period in which the Iranians wouldn't do it, and in terms of dealing with the nuclear stockpile. That process collapsed. They tried to get the talks up and running again, but the Americans have been saying they don't like what they're hearing and have effectively told the Iranians to go away and think about it again.
The Lebanese Health Ministry says six people were killed in Israeli strikes on southern Lebanon on Friday. Earlier, Israel's military said it had struck positions used by Hezbollah militants to launch rockets across the border. The latest attacks come despite a three-week ceasefire extension announced late on Thursday. Britain has insisted that the sovereignty of the Falkland Islands is not in question after a report suggested that Washington might reconsider its position on the British Overseas Territory. The policy option is one of a number said to be circulating in the Pentagon as possible retaliation against allies deemed not to have supported the war against Iran. On Friday, Argentina said it was willing to resume negotiations over the South Atlantic archipelago. Ione Wells reports.
The Falklands War may have been 40 years ago, but the sovereignty of the islands known in Argentina as Las Malvinas still stirs fierce national sentiment in both countries. The invasion in 1982 led to a war that killed 255 British servicemen, three islanders, and 649 Argentinian personnel. Despite the closeness of the then Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and the US President Ronald Reagan, the initial American effort to support the UK was through diplomacy. Publicly, the official US position on the islands was one of neutrality, while recognising de facto British control. When diplomacy failed, Washington did offer intelligence support and missiles to the British.
World news from the BBC. Pope Leo has repeated his opposition to capital punishment and called for its abolition in the United States on the same day that the Trump administration announced plans to expand the use of the federal death penalty. In a message to mark the 15th anniversary of the abolition of the death penalty in his home state of Illinois, the Pope stressed that the Catholic Church taught that every human life was sacred. Earlier, the US Justice Department said it planned to bring back federal execution by firing squads and electrocution. The EU's anti-fraud agency has opened an investigation into Britain's former ambassador in Washington, Peter Mandelson, over his links to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The European Commission requested an investigation after emails were released appearing to show Lord Mandelson, then Britain's business secretary, passing sensitive official information on to Epstein. The BBC understands Lord Mandelson has denied acting in any criminal manner. Katya Adler reports.
The European Commission asked the EU's anti-fraud agency, known by its French acronym OLAF, to investigate Lord Mandelson back in February. It's now told the BBC it has sufficient information to launch a formal investigation. With the case still open, the spokesperson for the office said they couldn't divulge further details. Olaf is also expected to look at exchanges with Epstein during Lord Mandelson's time as Trade Commissioner.
Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, has hosted the president of neighbouring Colombia, Gustavo Petro, for talks in Caracas, largely focused on addressing security challenges along their shared border. The two leaders announced plans for closer military cooperation in tackling armed groups and drug trafficking gangs, as well as efforts to boost bilateral trade. The Colombian cyclist Cristian Camilo Muñoz has died from complications after being hurt in a crash last weekend. The 30-year-old sustained a knee injury during the Tour de Jura one-day race in France. That's the latest BBC News.